Welcome back to the program as we are now nearing the final weekend of the college football season, week 14, and we're pleased to be joined by the college football professor today to talk about a little bit of last week's games and the upcoming games this weekend. And it is rivalry week, and that, of course, is headlined by the Iron Bowl that will take place in Auburn between Alabama and Auburn. And we'll first run through some SEC scores from this past week. Mississippi State beat Arkansas 24-17. Florida lost to Georgia Southern 26-20. And Professor, I'm interested to get your take on that game and the direction of the Florida program right now.
That was an embarrassment, but at the same time, Georgia Southern is a really tough team to play with that triple option. But can you imagine, Jacob, a game where the winning team did not throw one forward pass? I mean, it's just
that is amazing,
incredible. But Florida should have enough people with all the injuries still to win that game. But it didn't happen.
No question. LSU was able to beat Texas A&M 34-10. Johnny Manziel tried his best, but he just didn't have any help on the offensive side or the defensive side, for that matter. And LSU, I think they're a pretty good football team.
That was a very impressive win. Impressive defensive performance. Impressive win all the way around. They just really took it to Texas A&M. And LSU is a very good football team.
Missouri was able to beat Ole Miss handily, 24-10, and I think that was really impressive for Missouri as they go on the road now. They only have one game left. It's a home game against Texas A&M, and they're in Atlanta.
I don't see why anyone hadn't given credit for Missouri being as good as they are. I mean, they're fundamentally good. Their defensive line is just really outstanding. Their offense has a lot of imagination, good offensive line. Got two good quarterbacks and a tremendous set of receivers. So it's not really a surprise that Missouri has done as well as they have. They are really a top-level good football team.
I agree. Wisconsin was able to beat Minnesota 20-7 in a pretty good game there. And then Oklahoma State took down Baylor, undefeated Baylor, in a game that was dominated by the Cowboys. What did you think about their performance?
Well, it wasn't a surprise to me that Oklahoma State won the game, but it was a surprise to me the way the Cowboys just roped and collared. And you know, if you see the old rodeo with the calf, where they do the calf throw, they did that to Baylor. It was a calf throw.
No question about it. And the final score in that Baylor-Oklahoma State game was 49-17 in favor of the Cowboys. Well, we do have some interesting games this weekend, and we'll get right to them. And I want to start off with the big game in Auburn between Alabama and Auburn. Of course, this is number one Alabama on the road at number four Auburn this weekend for the SEC West. The winner goes to the SEC Championship game, and the winner has a good shot at playing in the National Championship game if it's Auburn. And if it's Alabama, they are guaranteed to continue to stay alive in the National Championship discussion. So what are the keys here as we look for this game as Alabama tries to go in there and continue to, go undefeated in the regular season?
I think one of the keys will be Alabama's front seven. I think their defensive line and their linebackers will be the key to the game. And I think if their defensive line can somewhat neutralize or control the line of scrimmage, that Auburn have a long day. But it'll take quite an effort from Alabama, and I think also that Alabama's offense, the thing it has variety, and it can come at you in so many different ways. So I really think that Alabama will win the game, but I do think it'll be a good game, and I think there's no question that Auburn has overachieved what anyone anticipated that they would, but at the same time, Alabama has achieved everything that everybody thought they would. So it's going to be quite a game.
It will be indeed. Number two, Florida State, and number three, Ohio State, are both on the road, but they're at perhaps the two most disappointing stories of the year in the major conferences. Florida State travels to Florida. Ohio State travels to Michigan. Will either of these teams have trouble this weekend?
Yeah, and before the season started, we all looked at that game as being a critical game that would help them in the BCS rankings, that would help them in it would be the big challenge for their games. And now these both teams are not doing very well. Michigan is losing games, and they're very disappointing, I think. And Florida, just with their injuries, have just been a decimated team. And they don't have, they don't have playmakers. Their defense is riddled. I can't see how they can even slow Florida State down.
Yeah.
But who knows? It might be this is the time they rise up.
You never know.
It was unexpected.
You're right. They have been really, really shattered with injuries. Number 21, Texas A&M travels to Missouri, and this is Missouri's chance. If they can win this game, and they will clinch a ticket to the SEC championship game and perhaps be on the doorstep of playing for a national title. So a lot on the line for the Tigers. Can they get it done once again?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Missouri will win. Texas A&M, their defense just cannot stop the other team, especially good teams. And that puts that offense in a hole, and they're always having to play catch-up. And they don't have, Jacob, do you think, the kind of offensive line they had last year?
No.
Now they got one of the best receivers in the country. But but I don't think their offensive line is really up to snuff.
I agree. I think their entire team has fallen off, with the exception, of course, of Manziel and their wide receivers. And then a big game Saturday night, several big games. First of all, Notre Dame and Stanford, and also UCLA at USC. Those games are interesting. But a game that's not getting a lot of publicity because of the Iron Bowl, but it is a very big rivalry game, and national implications are on this game. Clemson travels to number 10 South Carolina. This is a top 10 matchup, and it could have BCS title implications if things fall a certain way.
Isn't it amazing, Jacob, that a game like this, with Clemson and South Carolina both having great years, and all the added incentives that hardly anybody knows they're playing, it's just very interesting. But this will be quite a game. I think South Carolina will have to really play the kind of defense that they've played here and there in this game to win the game. They've been good at times, but sometimes they've been very average.
Well, we look toward rivalry week now as we look for the Iron Bowl and these other games, and it certainly will be a great time as we get ready. And a lot of games this weekend that'll be of interest, whether it's Arkansas, LSU, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, and other SEC games as well. Georgia plays Georgia Tech, so a lot to keep us interested this weekend in college football, and we greatly appreciate your time this afternoon, college football professor.
Well, it was great to be able to share about the college football, and we look forward to a really big weekend and a great climax that comes to the season. Thank you so much.
We'll be back next time with more talk about the college football week 14, the final week of the college football season.